I can't think of a better song to sing before Jonna's message and just reflecting on all God has done in the song we just sang. About 20 years ago, Jonna and I had met, and we were married in Haiti, and Jonna went back to the seminary, and a lot of people thought we weren't going to go back to Haiti. But the Lord kept on saying, you need to go back. You need to go back. You need to tell people what you learned. And so wherever he called, wherever he said, we said, okay, we will. And it didn't make sense. It didn't make sense. We didn't have any funds. We didn't have any pledging. We went to an area that was very remote, very primitive. Besides no internet, no electricity, no running water, also to a place that was filled with darkness. People worshiping Satan and voodoo. We had two little girls, but God said, wherever I go, go, follow me. So we went there. And we found out that what God always promises in His Word, He has a plan. He has a perfect plan. He provides for us. He loves us. He doesn't want anyone to perish. So we went to that area. And long story short, that area became transformed. People heard the gospel. People heard the Word. And those words transformed the whole area. It transformed our lives. Transformed our whole ministry. He provided throughout the whole time. And he provided so much more than we ever could imagine. We have a school now that you guys help provide food for. Those 35 plus thousand meals that you made are going to our school lunch program, a program that is the only meal that most of those kids will have that day. Without that, they couldn't go to school. Without that, they couldn't be healthy. You guys have provided in many other ways. We've sponsored the 71 kids. Beersford, Brooklyn EV Free Church provides 71 scholarships for kids to go to school so they can have a hope. God just has a plan for that area. He created a university, a Christian university, that's now sending out many other trained Christian leaders, educated leaders, who have a heart to serve, a heart to say, I will follow you, Lord. I will follow where you have told me to go. I will follow your lead. And that's how we know that a country that is just devastated, devastated with natural disasters, devastated with man-made disasters, instability, gangs, we're not hopeless. We're not without hope because God says, I am going to work through so many people who have decided to follow me. I'm going to go out and your word is going to be preached and there is hope for Haiti. Things will transform. We thank you so much for being a part of that. We got to be a part of your ministry yesterday in packing meals, and you guys have just loved on us and we just love you guys. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you again, Nancy, Christy. Thank you so much for being here this morning. What a privilege to be able to stand in front of you guys to share that good news of Jesus Christ. And Steve, I want to say thank you to you for a beautiful song that you sang today. It's been so great to be able to be here in that church in Haiti yesterday when we do the parking meal and take a picture and send to them and say, hey, look at what people are doing. People are serving, as you are serving in Haiti. People are serving, and we are all on it together. And that text my sister just read for you, I don't know if you kind of look a little bit, and even on your bulletin, following Jesus, it's a process. It's a process. And that process started that day you become a Christian. That day you accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord, this is the beginning of that process. And if you look clearly in this book of Matthew chapter 4, and you start seeing in chapter 3, Jesus get baptized, right? In part of chapter 4, get into the desert and get to be tempted by the enemy. And telling Jesus all of those things, if you do this, I'll do that. If you do this, I'll do that. And Jesus always respond by His word. This is not what's written. This is not what's written. This is what's written. And He stopped. And then the ministry will be started. In chapter 4, verse 18, you see Jesus start calling His disciple for the process. And surely enough, He called Peter and Matthew. And an angel, And they left the profession that way to feed their family. They were fishermen. They had no other way of doing life. But they decided to follow Jesus. There's a song I learned, and you probably learned it too, and I see it in your bulletin for that closing song. I have decided to follow Jesus. And then when I was in the Bible school, like a vacation Bible school, this is that song. I heard people sing all the time. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The cross before me, in the wall behind me, no turning back. My friend, it is such a privilege. There was a book out there that we are following right now calling, it's called Practicing That Way by John Mark Comer. Been amazing. He's stating that three times in the Bible they talk about Christians. And 269 times he talk about apprenticeship. People that are learning from Christ. And really, what he wanted to say, how do we do this? Is to be with Jesus, become like Jesus, and do as Jesus did. And the process can be really tough without the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit on our side, it's possible. It's way possible. Because you tell you about our ministry in Haiti and the voodoo community. Because the Holy Spirit, we need to do that. Be with Jesus on our side. Try to become like Jesus and do as he did. And then if I keep on talking about the process, they said clearly in Israel at that time, that long ago, how the process used to be. When the kids are born in the family, and then they, at the age of 5 years old, they need to learn all the Old Testament, the Pentateuch, the 5 books, from Genesis to Deuteronomy. You need to know all of that. And if they are good, but age 5 to 13, 13 to 17, they need to know the whole Old Testament. If they are good, very, very good, they send them to an apprenticeship place where they can learn from under their master. And at the age of 30, for example, you say, oh, the master, I have to follow the master every day. Whatever the master do, this is what you do. The master go to the garden, you are there. If he's on the tractor, you are there. If he's on the market, you are there. If he's sleeping, you are sleeping. This is the process. And then Jesus calls us to the same process to be with him, to become like him, and to do what he did. And then let's look very close. How do we do all of that? How do we learn from Jesus? Where do we go about learning from him? We can learn from Christ only through the scripture, through the Bible. This is where. And if you go with me in the same text, on Matthew 4, verse 23, and in chapter 5, chapter 6, he went to the mount with the disciple and taught them and teaching them. And this is, if you want to learn from Christ, there is no other place. It's to be in his word, to learn from him, and to do all of that. Let's look closely about something that Jesus did in verse 23. If you have a Bible with you, please let's turn it and do that verse, please. Chapter 4, verse 23. He said, Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread over Syria, and people brought to him all who were healed. And various diseases, those suffering with pain, that demon possessed, and those having surgeries and paralyzed, and he healed them all. This is what we see happen in Haiti. We went into a community, voodoo. My friend, when you talk about this, there was no small little kids here. But it's evil. People are killing people. And I tell you that night what happened when we woke up, and MAF, it's a small aircraft from sending a pilot to us from Tennessee, and that guy with his wife said, Jean-Jean and Christy, I'm going back to Tennessee. There is no way I'm staying in Haiti. No way. Voodoo drum all day, all night. And that night, and I said, what about I go there? Because we have that truth. I was reading a book the other day. That guy said, that Christians, they are the only one that get the truth. And if we tell people the truth, as it said in John 8:32, if they know the truth, that you will set them free. There was no doubt. They will be free. And then that night, I went to that place. Before we get to that place, we got one guy from watching overnight. He said, Jean-Jean, you are on your own. You can get killed on that deal. There was no way. And there was another guy that sing in the choir. He said, well, there was more power in Christ than what the devil can do to us. And it's Bible proof. The Bible talk about that. There was more power in Jesus than the demons. Let's go. And then we went up there. Guess what? God was already there. God bless you, my friend. God was already in that place. The reason we know he was there, because when we get there, and the master said, do you come to start our ceremony? What do you come to do? I said, well, I went to the U.S., study the Bible. I come to share with you what God is saying. And he said, we're quick. And I read John 3:16. And close up the Bible. Pray over there. Everybody pulled up their drums. Everybody went home. The next day, the master came back to the house. And said, I want to know more about what you talked about last night. Is that Jesus is for me too? He said, yeah, it's for all of us. It's for the world. And he gave his life to Christ right in our yard. And that was the beginning of voodoo crashing away. So there was power in Christ. The reason Christ said to those two guys, follow me, because he knows that way. He's that way. He knows why he's leading them. He's leading them into a place of eternity. He knows that way, because every one of us follow somebody, even on Instagram or on Facebook. We are following someone. But Jesus will lead us to that place he wants us to be. This is why you and I doesn't need to be afraid of that calling in our life, that process to being processed and to go where Jesus asks us to go. There were so many other things. You can read them in various places in the Bible. Jesus cast out demons everywhere, heal people, feed people, like you did yesterday. You are feeding so many people. And then this is our job as Christians. When we see those things needed to be done and to get them done. Secondly, how that follow Jesus, how we need to be involved. How can we do that? We are doing it by putting our priorities to it. Which our priority is to love God, first of all, and love people. Love God and love people. And Jesus did all of that in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. You see, he's loving the people. People come and they get healed. People come and help them with all of their needs. We need to love God and love people. If you turn with me at Matthew 22, verse 37 to 39, and he said, this is the greatest commitment, to love God and to love people. Matthew 22, 27 to 39. Jesus said, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, with all of your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. This is what God called us to do. Tell you one of my story about what happened with me December 381. I was 12 years old when my dad got killed by a fellow man, a fellow witch doctor. And through our ministry, that guy heard from the gospel and become a Christian and get baptized into our church. And if you go to Haiti today, this is the nicest water you ever met. That I needed to love him as myself. You imagine all of my brothers and sisters, they said, well, we got nothing to do with that guy. Let me tell you, we need to love as God loves. And it's not easy, again, but the Holy Spirit will help you go through that. I don't know. My sister said, really, do you want to do this? That guy that killed our father, you want to be his friend? Yes. Because yesterday, he was a Christian, but today, he is one of us. Last bit, God bless you, my friend. He's one of us. It's a process. Now he needs to follow that same principle to go out there and reach this world for Christ Jesus. And then this is what you and I must do. We must do the same. And Peter said it very well in Peter 4, verse 8. I don't know if I can get there to read that for you. I love that verse. If I can get there to read First Peter 4, verse 8. I love this. If you find it before me, please read it. It's been so great. Peter would say, above all. First Peter 4, verse 8. Peter said, above all, love others deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Above all things, love those who hate you. Those who don't want to see you, give them a place to stay. Those who hate you, love them. And then First Corinthians 13, the chapter of love, practice that love. And then only way you and I can do that is through Christ Jesus, because he went to that cross and died to pay for me. What can I pay for somebody else? And then, third of all, we need to have following Christ means to surrender. You see, there was a song in the book we call Surrender It All the Time. I do wonder what I surrender. I need to follow Jesus without thinking anything else. I need to surrender my life to him. He knows better where he's leading me. He knows better where he's going with me. We need to surrender our life to Jesus. Jesus himself said, if anyone wants to follow me, in Luke 9, 23 to 24, they need to deny themselves and take that cross and follow me. It's a huge process. We need to charge up that cross and follow him. Jesus himself on that cross, Father, they don't know what they are doing. They don't know all of that. If it's and that cross again, he did pray. If it's your will, take that cross away from me. But it's your will, not my will. He surrendered himself to God, and us today, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we need to surrender our life to Jesus. This is what it means to follow Jesus. It's to forget who I am, to forget who you are, and to follow him, and do what he calls us to do. And fourthly, follow Jesus means to live in his grace and by his grace. To live in his grace and by his grace. You see, on that cross, Jesus could say, Father, kill them all. Those who put me in death, do that to them. But no, forgive them, because they didn't know what they are doing. How many times you and I got to talk to somebody that way they talk to us? or head back. That way they do it, this is that way we do it. No. Because we are different. We are the follower of Christ. My friend, this morning I am so thankful for all of you. So grateful for all of you, for Pastor John, for all of you. That really, we need to be involved in the process of following Christ. If I want to say, well, to follow Jesus, there was four things I said for you. Say, learn from him and heed and do how he did, what he did for us. And then to love others as we love ourselves. Is to surrender all of our life to Jesus. And then it's to live in his grace and by his grace. John Mark Comer say one thing here. He said, we are constantly being formed by the world around us. But to be formed by Jesus requires each of us to become his apprentice. We need to be the apprentice of Jesus. We need to learn from him. If you want Jesus to, this world to change, we need to learn from Jesus to transform this world. There is no way. And like I said, we see it in our community. Now, if you go to Kaima, Haiti, it's not like Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Why? The gospel. Years ago, people will, you put your house there, people will either break that house down or do whatever. But today, people are looking to build together. It's because of Christ. Thank you for being here with us this morning. If we learn from Jesus, if we keep on practicing his way, we are going to make a huge difference into this world. May God bless you all this morning.